we are. Coming at you right now is head coach of the Brookside Cardinals wrestling program. That is Andrew Smith. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. We appreciate the time. How was the offseason for you?
Hey, things are going great. You know, we're working it in. We got a young team. We graduated six seniors last year. Really, you know, we've been beating the drum and got a good staff. I would say they're really working on really introducing kids to the sport. You know, we're looking, you know, we got some gaps and things like that. But, you know, I got, 12, 14 kids who are coming pretty, pretty consistently. But we're looking forward to a good year.
Well, you seem to fit the bill with some of our other coaches as well in terms of some new blood in that room and some kids who don't have a ton of experience. What's that dynamic like going from a team where you had six seniors where maybe you don't have to teach them a whole lot on a day-to-day basis in terms of the basics to kind of starting from square one with a lot of these kids?
Absolutely, absolutely. I tell you, for a benefit, you've been really working hard, really been kind of beating the, the halls of the high school and stuff like that. You know, worked in the school district. One of my assistants is an assistant principal at the high school. And really, really, reaching out and trying to, work with kids about cross-training, trying to adapt from other programs. Really tried to recruit, some females, couldn't get anybody this year. But really an opportunity really to teach kids. That's really provide an opportunity for them. We're really experiencing from the pandemic and the COVID. We had that bubble year when we had not a lot of participation.
Yeah.
So we're seeing that there's a lot of kids who are trying to give them an opportunity, trying to teach them that this is for them. The beautiful part about wrestling, this is an individual sport. We are not competing, to be part of a team, be out there, on a certain team, but really, really individually focusing. We've really been found that to really advance kids who may not have found a niche in other programs to be like, hey, wrestling is for you.
Coach, talk to us about some of the names that we might see for the Cardinals this year.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a 632 pounder, Sean Moore. He's coming back. He's been to the districts before. I got a heavyweight Patrick DePatiste, wrestled all 4 years here at Brookside. We got some guys who wrestled in junior high who maybe took a couple years off when they were freshmen and sophomores. Logan Fowler, Logan Figueroa, things like that. And so really an opportunity to really expose, really kind of build our schedule around really allowing kids to see an opportunity of various tournaments, various styles, whether it's, head-to-head duel, or individual, multi-night. It's really kind of what we're looking at. Just an opportunity to really expose kids to, these opportunities. I think once kids get, involved in wrestling, they can see, immense amount of, camaraderie and really, it's a unique sport. We're hoping to really build upon that.
So talk to us about that schedule that you're going to build. And I know that I'll see you the second week of the season over at our place. But talk to us about building the program and where you're going to take those kids to get those opportunities at.
We're really trying to spread around, looking across kind of the region. We're opening up at Beachwood for their pool tournament. This is the second year back that they've had that. We participated in that last year. Great program. Of course, the amazing tournament at Cuyahoga Heights that we'll be traveling out to. We're traveling out to Chardon, so we're going out east in Geauga County, okay. Out to Paintsville, Paintsville Harvey. I know that they're not running the Red Ritter Classic. We were out there for their multi-team scrimmage, last week. We're going to East Lake North this year. It's going to be a new tournament for us. Really diversity. One of the things that I pride on is really seeing different styles. And so it's been really fortunate so that we've had a lot of support from our administration that whatever we want to do, they've been able to accommodate and support us.
How important is that for a program, and again, especially when you got a number of young kids, to, like you mentioned, just getting different, not just experience, but different styles of experience along the way as well? I imagine that goes a long way just in terms of kids seeing different things and seeing that progression a little quicker.
Really trying to get kids, experiences, things like that. The style and the officiating media in the Northwest District, where we were previously at Norwalk, we're a small Division II school. In the LCA, we're one of two Division II schools now. There's been a lot of change, in the reallocation and so forth. And so we're really trying to get kids, an opportunity to see various styles. We got a great staff. We got a lot of skilled clinicians who may be, wrestling in college and seeing them back. Really an opportunity for them to see, hey, what does, different styles, different approaches. There's a lot of stuff. We traveled last night to Ridgeville with Coach Melvin. And, just an opportunity to really see the intensity that's necessary in order to wrestle.
Good deal, good deal. Well, Coach, thank you very much for coming out this evening. We always appreciate the time, and best of luck to you and the guys this season. Sounds like you got quite a schedule ahead of you guys, so I'm sure you're excited to get going.